What are the expectations of the Germans on the eve of this trip?
I wouldn't say that they have special expectations. They are so happy, the Bavarians at least, are so happy that the Pope is coming to see them, that he is faithful to them, that he loves his country. He shows also love to his roots and to the whole culture. It's a matter of joy.
What will be the highlights?
I would say the liturgical celebrations. People will listen to his words. But I think the most important thing will be to celebrate with his people.
Which are the places of major importance, do you think, in this journey? Munich, of course.
Yeah, of course, Munich, Altötting and Regensburg. He was Archbishop of Munich for some time at least. In the center of Munich, you find a column of Our Lady, and she's called Patrona Bavaria, the patron of Bavaria. And this shapes still popular religiosity.
And Regensburg, of course, where he taught, no?
Regensburg will be also meeting with his friends, I'm sure. He has taught lots of priests, of theologians, and so it will be, how do I say, arrivederci,
A homecoming.
a homecoming, yes. Of course, if you teach in some place, you are not just teaching, but you know the whole place, you are meeting their people, and it will be surely an occasion to see quite a number of them.
If you had to define this trip ahead of time, how would it be?
It will be a joyful time, I'm sure. A kind of family meeting.